Welcome to the Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is generously sponsored by Janine and Kyle Nathan. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Ayin Beis and the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Chi in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting Daf Ayin Aleph and Beis in the two dots towards the bottom. The Mishnah mentioned that when you have a rugo, you have a garden of 6x6, you could put it in the garden five different zroim, five different seeds, and it won't be a problem of kilayim. Now the Gemara is going to come and address and explain it a little bit more. Says the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, how do we know you could do five? Because it says, the Pasuk says, Ki ka'aretz toitzi tzimcho uchegino zeru'eya tatzmiach. So the word zeru'eya teaches you five. So it says the Gemara, zeru'eya. How do we know five? Miut zeru'eya shtayim. If you wonder what's zero is loshon rabim, it's plural. The minimum of plural is two. How do you get to five? Omo mishmol bar sisrato. Mishnayim atalomid arbo. From two, you get to four. How do you get to four? Mashnayim atanoisin betchilas shisho umeitzer v'hoylach. One can go and put a seed in one edge, one side of the garden, and then create a triangle with the seed, with the planting of the seed, until he reaches the middle of the garden, and then plant another seed in the other side of the garden, and create an opposite triangle, and the two triangles will meet at the edge. And why is that so? So this we learn in Maseches Kilayim, that the Gemara told us, the Mishnah told us, that we have something called Rosh Toir. Although you're not allowed to plant two seeds one next to each other, but if the shape of how you plant the seed is the shape of a triangle, the triangle could touch the next seed. So if, for example, one plants wheat, and he makes a shape of a triangle, the triangle could reach until he goes right at the edge of the triangle, he can start planting barley and create a garden of barley. Because it's touching only in the triangle, is clearly there's a difference between them, and there's no issue of kilayim. So the same thing over here. If you have a garden, and you create two triangles, one opposite from each other, touching at the edge, it's mutter. So it says the one that I'm based on with Aleph, Avar bo. Says the Gemara, so now you could create four triangles. Why create only two triangles and two edges of the garden? Create four triangles on each edge of the garden with a distance between them. Between the triangles, it's not a shape of a triangle in between them. It's just straight lines. So between the triangles, you need to have a tefach and a half in between. So you create four smaller triangles, one on the east, one in the west, one in the north, one in the south. All the triangles are going, or the edge goes into the middle of the garden. So you have four triangles, one beside the other, with a tefach and a half in between them on the sides, and then they reach together in the middle. The edges of the triangles reach in the middle. So that's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, now I could also plant a fifth seed. Why? Because if the din is that when you have a triangle, the triangle reaches a garden, it's fine. You don't have to have any harchaka between the two seeds. So now that I have four triangles reaching the middle of the garden, right there in the middle of the garden, you can plant another seed. Because in that middle of the garden, all you have around you is four edges of a triangle. And because you could plant next to the top edge of a triangle, so now they have four top edges meeting in the middle of the garden, you could plant there a fifth seed. So that's why I get to five seeds. Four edges of the garden, you create triangles, go pointing into the middle of the garden. And the middle of the garden, you create, put the fifth seed, because what's around it is only the edges of the four triangles. Homa avyoina, that doesn't work. Avoido pregas be avoido. Meaning, when you have two seeds, one, it has the shape of a triangle. And that edge of the triangle is touching an area where you're planting another seed, then it's allowed. But here, you're not creating a avoido, which means an area where you're planting another seed. You're planting a single seed, and you're surrounding that single seed with four edges of a triangle. Then we also learned in Maseches Kilayim, that's called a chavisha. Chavisha means it's surrounded. It's one seed surrounded by four edges that you're not allowed to do. So, how do we have to explain the Mishnah? Not like we just said now that you have four triangles reaching the middle, but you have four triangles without the top of the triangle. As we explained in the Mishnah, based on the Rash, you have four half triangles on each edge, and in the middle of the garden, there's a 3x3 tefachim empty, and then in there you put the middle seed.
So how do we know that? Until now, the Gemara asks, how do I get to five seeds? Well, it's a svara. I have four triangles, I get to five. But now we're not doing four triangles. We have to come and have our chok between the different seeds. So how do you know you could do specifically five? Says the Gemara, Rav Shum and Levi Omar. I'm going to use the gears of Rav Chaim. The word zero eyo, it could have written zera. And then it says zaro, he added a hey. And then it says zireo with the yud and the hey. So you have extra letters which are not needed. The total amount of letters that you have in this word is five letters. Because according to Shub and Levi, you don't have a vav, as we'll see in a moment. So it says zayin reish, ayin yud hey. Total of five letters, so you know you can put five seeds in the garden. So you won't care. If you do, you can put six seeds in the garden. Why? Because he says also zera, zero, zeruel without a vav, and then zeruel with a vav. So he adds the letter vav. So you have your six letters in the word. Zayin reish, vav, ayin yud hey. So from here you learn you can put six seeds in the garden. Rav Chagar Amar zeruel chamisho, because you write it without a vav. Kolahin down in mashkoch levav. If I see vav in the pasuk, anamachikle, I will erase it. It's a mistake. It should be written ksiv chaser. They asked Rav Chuno, who was the sefer of the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be with a vav. So that's what the Gemara concludes right now. The word zireyo is written with extra letters. So the question, how many letters do you have? If you have five letters, you know that the Torah says you can put five seeds in a garden. And if you have six letters, that means the Torah says you can put six seeds in the garden. Continue now in the Gemara, and says, meaning the garden of 6x6, within the garden, you're putting either five seeds or six seeds. Meaning, you have a middle seed in the middle of the garden, and then the other four seeds are not in the garden. They're outside of the borders of the garden. Meaning the garden is 6x6. Where do you put the seeds? The seeds are surrounding the borders of the garden. And Rav Chaim explains, the middle seed will be 3x3 on its own. You put seeds that will cover 3x3. Then you have for each side a tefach and a half, which is the distance you need to have between the seeds. So three in the middle, tefach and a half on top, tefach and a half on the bottom, together it's six. And then you'll have four different seeds, which will be on the corners of the garden, shaped like an L, L shape on each corner. And they will surround the edges of the garden until they reach the middle of a garden. But between the seeds that are on the edge, you'll have a tefach and a half distance in between. Asks the Gemara, Im kulon chutzishisho, nid nitisho. If you're talking about it outside of the six, so I have much more room over here. And Rav Chaim explains, Bishma, if it's within the garden of 6x6, so we understand that even maybe you can squeeze more seeds over here. But because it's all in one garden, it looks like a yibuvia. It looks like it's mixed up. So the Torah tells you do five and not more. But if it's outside of the garden anyway, so I can make really nine seeds. I'll have four seeds in each corner, L-shaped, but smaller L-shapes. And then another four seeds in the middle of each side. In the middle of the north side, the middle of the south side, the middle of the east side, the middle of the west side. The L shapes will each be, which will each take one tefach from each side. The middle ones will take a tefach in the middle, and in between you'll have a tefach and a half for between the one on the edge and the one in the middle. So each side of the garden will look like this. The first tefach will be one seed coming from an L shape from the side, tefach and a half distance, tefach in the middle of another seed, tefach and a half distance, and the tefach of the next seed, which will go in the L shape into the next corner. And in addition, you have the middle seed, which takes 3x3. So total, I have nine. So why do you say I have only six? I could stick in here nine different seeds. Says the Gemara, you're right. That's true. You could do nine. But the reason we said six is because barugo shebarugo is himasniso. We're not talking about a single garden. We're talking about a garden which is around other gardens. So if I put in one garden nine seeds, I will not be able to put seeds in the other garden because I need to have space between one garden and the other. So that's why I'm not putting nine seeds per garden. I'm putting only six seeds per garden. So every garden will have a seed in the middle and four. What will be the four? So the right garden will have the four edges. The one next to it will have four seeds in the middle, not on the edges. And the one next to that will have again four on the edges. And then the next row of gardens is going to be the opposite. The two edges will have seeds in the middle of their sides, and the middle garden will have the seeds on the edges. So by having one garden where the seeds are on the edges, and one garden the seeds are in the middle, that's how you can be able to put in each garden at least five seeds, and they won't be touching each other. There'll always be a tefach and a half in between. So the Gemara answers, really, you could, in one garden, you could put 9 seeds. And the reason I'm putting only 5 is because they have other gardens in this area, and I want to make sure that to maximize the number of seeds you can put in each garden. Blineda will try to attach to this shear a diagram of how the gardens look like, so it'll be more understood. We're only now on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah. Minayin leperletet sheich vazera bayom ha-shlishi sheitmeo. A woman who has semen coming out of her within 3 days of Tashmish, she's tummy. But after 3 days of Tashmish, semen doesn't have any more the ability to give birth. It's considered to be masrachas, and therefore it doesn't cause tumah anymore. So how do we know that? Tell Am Yisrael to not be with their wives for 3 days. Why specifically 3 days? Because if they'll be with their wives within 3 days, any semen that comes out will make her tameh. How do you know that you can bathe a child, a baby, in the third day after his milah, even though it's Shabbos, because it's akras nefashos? It says regarding Anshei Shechem, then the third day they had the pain, that's when Shimon and Levi were able to conquer them, because in the third day, that's when the milah is in the worst stage. How do you know that you put a ribbon, a red ribbon, on the head of the seir, of the goat that's sent out in Yom Kippurim? If your sins are red like a shani, they will turn to be snow, they will turn white as a snow. So from here you learn that they used to put a ribbon that was the red ribbon, and it turned to be white to tell Am Yisrael that they had kapara on Yom Kippurim. Says the Gemara, we learn from Sinai that you have to have 3 days. Here in Moshe B'Shlishi B'Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu came down on a Tuesday, and the Gemara of the Yerushalmi learns that Matan Torah happened on a Friday. So you may what? For 3 days, don't be with your wife. Call Moshe Peresh B'Shlishi, anybody who listens to Moshe Rabbeinu immediately on Tuesday. Yeshkan, so what does he have? We're going to use the gears that Reb Chaim uses. It doesn't agree with Shlishi. So Yeshkan, Leil Revihi, Verivi. You have the night of Wednesday and the day of Wednesday. Leil Chamishi V'Chamishi, the night of Thursday and Thursday. And as we'll see, Beis Hashem in next daf, every one of these periods, night or day, is called an oino. So in this case, you already have 4 oinis. Night of Wednesday, day of Wednesday. Night of Thursday, day of Thursday. That's 4 oinis. Now, Bashishi, when you get to Friday, Polto Balailo, if semen came out of her in the night, meaning Thursday night, Leil Shishi, so then she's Tmeyo, because you don't have enough oinus. You have only 4 oinus. Beyoim Tahoyro. But if semen came out of her on the day, which is the 6th oino, she's Tahor. So because Moshe Rabbeinu says wait for the 3rd day, in this case, this woman has a frasha of 5 oinus. Night of Wednesday, day of Wednesday, night of Thursday, day of Thursday, night of Friday. And then the 6th oinah shul be tohoira. Call me Shapirish Berevi, but if someone did not list the Mishabina right away, and he was still with his wife and towards the end of the day of Tuesday going into Wednesday, Yeshkan Revi, so you have Wednesday day. Leil Chamishi V'Chamishi, the night of Thursday and Thursday. But Shishi, when you get to Friday, Polto Balailo, if she was planted in the night of Friday, meaning Thursday night, Tmeo, she's still Tome. But Yoim Teoiro, if she's Proletus, if she has semen coming out of her in the day, she's Tar. So, I mean, in the time of Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Am Yisrael and says, if you wait till the 3rd day, you'll be Tar. So, some woman had a fresh of 5 oinos, 2 days and a half, and some woman had a fresh only of 4 oinos, 2 full days. That's in Sinai. But for later generations, it will be either 4 oinos or 6 oinos. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, whenever you get to the 3rd day, you're fine. So a woman had a relationship with her husband at the end of a day, let's say end of Sunday. So she's going to be poirish the night of Monday and the day of Monday, the night of Tuesday and the day of Tuesday, and she's tar on the night of Wednesday, which is the 3rd day. So she has only 4 oinos that she was away from her husband. And if she was with her husband in the beginning of Sunday, meaning Moitzei Shabbos immediately after Shabbos, so how many oinos she's tameh? The night of Sunday and the day of Sunday, the night of Monday and the day of Monday, the night of Tuesday and the day of Tuesday, and she's tameh on the third day on Wednesday. So it comes out how many oinos she's tameh. Sometimes it will be four, sometimes it will be six, and obviously sometimes it will be five. Depends on the circumstance, because always you wait for the third day. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, lo oilom hem chomesh v'chen ledoyos. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu and Sinai demanded them to have five oinos. How? They have to be away from their wives on Tuesday when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain. So then they're not going to be with their wives night of Wednesday, day of Wednesday, night of Thursday, day of Thursday, and the night of Friday. That's what it was in Sinai, and that's what you need for all the other generations. All the next generation will be the same thing. If she's perletus, if she sees semen within the first five oinos after being with her husband, that makes her tummy. After the five oinos, once you reach the sixth oino, then she's tahor. And the Gemara is going to continue this discussion in the next daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, daf Ayin Beis.